Several HIV prevention programs in Delaware are at risk of being discontinued or set back as the state expects to lose nearly $2 million in federal funding. WHYY's Johnny Perez-Gonzalez reports on what the loss would mean for the roughly 4,000 Delawareans who are living with HIV.
In 2020, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention allocated a five-year grant of $400 million for local health departments across the country. That translated to about $1.8 million a year for Delaware. The state's Division of Public Health's Rebecca Walker said the final 2 years were cut from the grant program, posing a big challenge for the state and other organizations.
This funding was a one-time funding source for us, and what it is my understanding is it's a response to the congressional needs related to the debt ceiling crisis. Because of that, of course, there had to be some funding cuts made, and this is one of the programs that received some of the funding cuts as a result.
Walker said the state will terminate two contracts with local HIV provider programs, services the state will now handle itself. The Delaware HIV Consortium faces severe impacts. Executive Director Tyler Barrell said condom distributions will discontinue and layoffs are expected.
What this ultimately means is I know that it's our sense right now that if no funding is found, then we'll have to lay off, unfortunately, two of our key players to provide HIV prevention services in the community.
As the state plays a bigger role in overseeing prevention programs moving forward, the Division of Public Health is encouraging community members from other organizations to study up on the state's services to better direct those who need help. From the Delaware Desk, Johnny Perez-Gonzalez, WHYY News.